Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 24th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we are learning parak Chaf Dalet Mishnah Beis and parak Chaf Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Like we learned previously, generally speaking, activities that require a significant amount of work, a significant amount of effort, a significant amount of tircha are not allowed to be done on Shabbos, even when no malacha in particular is being performed. However, the Chachamim did allow a person to prepare food for his animals, even if it did involve significant amount of effort, a significant amount of work. The following Mishnayos are going to define the limits of this ability, of this permission from the Chachamim to allow a person to prepare the food for his animals, even if it involves a significant amount of work. Says the Mishnah, Matirin Pekie Amir Lifnei Behema. A person is allowed to untie bundles of straw that are tied at both ends for animals to eat. As the Tosafot Yom Tov points out, the straw in this case is tied with knots of a sort that may obviously be untied on Shabbos because you're not allowed to do a malacha. There's no, you can't to do matir, which would be untying if it's considered to be a double knot that you untie. So that would be more problematic. We're talking about knots that you are permitted, that are temporary knots that you're allowed to untie on Shabbos. Now, since the animal cannot eat the straw while it is tied on both sides, one is allowed to untie the bundles on Shabbos in order to make the